right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. What were you saying, Vlad? You saying Andrew Hawkins is replacing Ryan Clark?
I just, you know, he's just up there right now. You see him right now.
Oh, he's doing TV right now.
Yeah. So it's just
he's like, good. I like him.
No, he's really good. And I'm just the way, sometimes you just see things and you're like, they're positioning people in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying they're trying to position him into, you know, Ryan Clark. Because obviously we all know that Ryan got let go this week. But
yep.
I give Ryan a lot of credit because Ryan wanted to be in this field. And he was doing this while he was still playing in the league.
Yep.
And he was making the concerted effort to do this on his own.
Right.
No payments or anything like that. He wanted to get in this, and he worked his ass off into where he is now. So it's unfortunate that he got let go, but you could tell. But you're wondering, with the Super Bowl coming to ESPN, you would probably want to have as much your best people working. So I'm just seeing how they're kind of positioning people right now.
Yeah, and anytime that they leak salary in a dump article, like, that's always what it was too. Like, they didn't want to pay him. You know, he was probably in a contract negotiation or something like that.
Probably.
You get to a certain point, they're like, do we want to pay $3 million a year for Ryan Clark? You know, they're going to pay $60 for McAfee in the show, but I think they probably just hit a point where, like, we probably could find another NFL analyst. Like, what's going to be the difference to our coverage on that one? Now, I hope they don't have another crappy backup quarterback do it. I mean, I think they got enough of those. But Hawkins does do a good job. I think he's been very, anything I see him on, I think he does a fine job of analyzing.
And of course, the merge with the NFL Network, and you know that the NFL owns 10% of ESPN.
Well, that's the thing that sucks. Yeah, is there's less places to go now because they're all the same umbrella. You know, that's another thing that's happened in media business. Everything just kind of gets swallowed up into everything, and so it gives you less avenues to go look at. Which is, you know, why people, you know, really do put a stake in doing things independently as well. I didn't love the whole, like, he upset Peter Schrager thing. I'm just like, really? Schrager? Like, when did Schrager became the sacred cow over there? He was there for 3 seconds.
I mean, you know, if you're Pat McAfee's boy, you know, you're probably going to
get. Isn't everybody Pat McAfee's boy?
Well, those who, well, and then Pat McAfee boys.
Well, McAfee did get Wojiced. Or that was kind of the implication.
Well, yeah, we Shams, right?
And that's
why, yeah.
And Woj, he was a Shams guy.
And he's making $60 million. You know, his contract's coming up.
Schmeathen says that he's the male Russini.
Oh, my God.
He's very close
that
to the coaches.
That is funny.
He's very close to the coaches. Very close to the coaches.
A little too close.
A little too close. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like his whole bit is, hey, I'm friends with Kevin O'Connell.
Hey, I'm on the phone with
with
John Harbaugh.
Great.
You want to talk to the Giants head coach?
Do you have any dirt on them? No, because like every time I hear Peter Schrager, it's always like, I'm telling you that Sean Payton really loves Bo Nix. Oh, he did? Like, when do they get on the phone and they're just like, hey, this guy thinks this guy sucks? It's always the same thing when it comes to that market of things. It's like, I am cool with these guys and I'm marketing. And let me just tell you something. Jeff Hafley, he kind of thinks that Malik Willis sucks. It never is that. It's always like, you know, I was having my ties with Jeff Hafley, and he thinks Malik Willis is his guy. I was like, oh, great.
It's never the other thing.
It's never I've sat down with this guy, and man, after a couple of cocktails, he was really ripping that dude to shreds. You know what I mean? So, whatever. I feel bad. Now, I saw this yesterday.
What's that?
I don't know what to make of it, because it was a name we haven't seen in a while. He's not very active on social media, but he just decided to pop on and let everybody know that people are saying they want me.
Wait, people are saying that they want this? I don't even know who you're talking about, by the way. I didn't even look at the chat to see who they were trying to mention.
Yesterday, out of nowhere,
who's this person?
Kendrick Nunn decided to take to Twitter and let everybody know. He tweeted out, bump into at least, in all caps, 3 to 5 people a day asking me when I'm coming back at Miami Heat. Googly eye emoji, The city is talking.
Minus one.
What city? Because if three or five people ask you because they might have recognized you, that's not the city. That's not even a village. That's not even a community. That might be a home.
Three to five a day.
A home. Get out of here. Three to five a day. Get out of here. Whatever Kendrick is smoking, stop.
Three to five a day. Asking me when I'm coming back.
Wait, time out. What city?
I think he means this. Well,
it ain't Miami because isn't he playing in Puerto Rico?
I think he plays in Greece, doesn't he?
Yeah, maybe the people in Greece are asking him that because they see Giannis and probably they see
But he added the Miami Heat, so I'm assuming he means Miami.
Maybe there's a Miami in Greece. Miami Yokos. Maybe that. I don't know what he's talking about. Ain't nobody even mentioned that.
Three to five a day.
Come on, bro. Him?
Huh.
Him.
He was really good his rookie year. But
nobody
that was.
Nobody knew him. And then he stole money from the Lakers.
He did, yeah.
With no gun, no weapon.
He did. He went to the Lakers and he got hurt immediately. And that was the end of his career. But Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn. He had an incredible, and I don't even think that's an oversell. He had, for a guy who was undrafted, his rookie regular season, he was first team all rookie, I believe. Him at, because I think Tyler was second team. He started every game, and then they got to the playoffs, and Goron started.
Let me show him a little love, because I remember he started maybe the last preseason game. And he scored like 32. He went off in that game, and that gave him a roster spot. And
yeah,
got him the start.
He was incredible in summer league. It was funny. Beast was still on the show, and we made fun of him because Ira was doing a hit with us, and he was asking about Nunn, and I'm like, you just made that up. Like you don't care about Kendrick Nunn questions, and you know he ended up being their starting point guard that year. Remember. It was also a thing that I think really pissed off Dion Waiters because Dion Waiters was still on that team.
Yes, yes.
And he's like, who are you starting over me? And Spo's like, I'm starting Kendrick Nunn over you. And he averaged over 15 points a game and was, pretty good. Then he got to the was he
second in Rookie of the Year?
He might have been.
Because Zion must have been hurt. Yeah, he was second in Rookie of the Year. I think it was
To Ja?
To Ja.
Yes.
Ja, he was second. Ja got 99 of 100 first place votes. Zion got one. And Kendrick Nunn was second in Rookie of the Year voting. But that's crazy.
I can't believe. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of respect the move.
Well.
Because you know what? He knows that the Heat are going to need players.
Right.
He knows that Riles wants nothing but vets, a guy that came from their system. He's played with LeBron, I guess, in a certain way in L.A.
I think did he play with Giannis for the Greek team? Or I think he was thinking about playing for the Greek team.
I mean, he's been playing in Greece, the last two, three seasons now? I mean, it's not a bad move. I get it. But
yeah, there were talks this summer that he was going to become a naturalized citizen for Greece and play for Greece.
Okay.
And play with Giannis.
The same way Jackson Hayes is.
Right.
Okay.
I can't find any stats on Euro. Oh, here we go.
Jeez, I can't believe he actually said, four to five people a day? Three to four people a day.
Okay, so in EuroLeague this year, and was he MVP this year? Or he was like an all-star this year? So he averaged over 18 this year for Panathinaikos. I don't think I nailed that.
Pretty good.
Shot 38% from three, 58% from two,
okay.
88% from the free throw line. Crazy.
All right.
And what was in? I feel like he won an award. Did he win an award? Is he 28?
Somebody just said he was named EuroLeague. He was named EuroLeague basketball MVP for the 24-25 season playing for.
Yeah, he was. He was EuroLeague MVP in 2025.
Last season.
That's
a year ago.
And he won the league, and he was a EuroLeague champion the year before that. I mean,
I guess he has nothing to prove in EuroLeague.
All right, so he's 30 years old. He's going to turn 31 this summer.
Oh, man, he's right there in Riley's age group.
Did they give him a camp tryout? Like, does Spo, like, because Spo was
Rats. He loves Kendrick Nunn.
He did. I mean, he was rats off a ship on him in the playoffs. Like, once the playoffs hit, once they got to the bubble, he was not a Kendrick Nunn guy. Oh, remember, Kendrick Nunn got COVID. He was, like, the famous player on the Heat, and Gogi leaked it. Gogi was like, oh, brate.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean HIPAA.
But, I mean, you know, without Kendrick getting sick, you would have never known about. Was it Max? Was Struce and Hero? I know Tyler Hero was.
Struce wasn't on the bubble team.
He wasn't on the bubble team. But Tyler was.
I think Bam had COVID coming into the bubble, and Nunn had COVID coming into the bubble. But Nunn's, I think, was a lot worse than Bam's.
I mean, you can't blame him. I mean, if the guy had COVID, you can't knock him, you know.
But.
You can't knock him for that.
I mean, it's not crazier than saying going back after Victor Oladipo, is it?
Yeah, I would take Kendrick Nunn over Oladipo.
His knee's probably fine by now if he's won the EuroLeague MVP.
I think his knee's been fine more than a season now if he won a championship 2 years ago and won the MVP.
Bradley Beal's coming off of a hip injury.
I want no parts of Bradley Beal because he's coming off a hip injury and you need to call HIPAA.
And he's got some kind of a thing going on with Giannis.
Who? Nunn?
Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, yeah, that's familiarity.
Familiarity over there.
They probably saw each other during the...
They list him at 6'3". I don't think he's
6'3". He's not 6'3". He's 6'1".
I think he's like 6'1", 6 foot if. I don't know. Are people around? Am I now one of the people in the city that's going to go up to Kendrick Nunn and say, when are you coming back?
First of all, I like to know the 4 or 5 people. First of all, I like
a day.
To know...
A day, too.
Right, a day. So what are you going to Publix every day? And
is it the same guy? Is it Carl the Butcher? Hey, let me get that Italian sub.
Seriously, it's got to be the same Publix. I don't know if he's even able to afford Publix. He might be at a Winn-Dixie.
Interesting.
Or Key.
He's specifically out of the Miami Heat. Like, he wants to come back to the Miami Heat.
Well, clearly he's not going to go back to the Lakers. The Lakers don't want to see his
nobody. Ass. I don't think anybody else has positive NBA memories of Kendrick Nunn.
No, except for one place, which is Miami. And this is an opportunity. You got to look at it this way. You look at the Heat. You're playing with Bam, Giannis, and possibly Bron.
Yep.
Right? They got Wiggy. They're going to need shooters or somebody who can shoot the ball if open.
Yeah, like what if Davion Mitchell gets hurt?
Right.
You know, gets an ankle twist one day.
However, this is the only bad thing. I don't want to see a backcourt of Davion Mitchell and Kendrick Nunn.
No, you'd have to stagger. You'd have to stagger. But I would say, the only thing I would say is the Heat probably think, dude, the Heat's perception on this is going to be, we can make Ryan Conwell Kendrick Nunn. Like, that's going to be their perception on it. But
he's young, Ryan Conwell.
He is. He's young. He's a rookie.
Right. And the way this team went from last season being one of the youngest teams in the league to now be one of the oldest teams in the league. They're going for it this year and definitely next season. I mean, 27-28. But they said they're going for it in 26-27. You know what you do? You sign a Kendrick Nunn for 1 year to $1.2 million and see if he can contribute.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah. I'm just shocked.
I respect him shooting a shot.
And I respect him shooting a shot, but I just don't like some of the words that he was using.
I just don't believe there's been that many people.
Come on,
Maybe he just had a day where he was on a roll.
But he's saying every day.
He's saying the city is talking.
What city?
This city.
This kid. The city has never mentioned the man's name.
How many people have a Kendrick Nunn jersey?
Dude. Yo, Schmeeter with one of... I mean, you know, it's Schmeeter. It's funny all the time, but... Schmeeter said Kendrick Nunn could wear his own Miami Heat jersey and people still wouldn't know it was Kendrick Nunn.
Is he playing like in the Miami Pro League this weekend?
He could have been playing in a Miami professional league, okay? Nobody would know who he is. He could throw the first pitch at the Marlins game tonight. Nobody would know who he is.
Man.
Telling me.
Three to five a day.
3 to 5 people a day. A day.
But he is EuroLeague MVP.
Where are you going? You're going where? Publix? LA Fitness? 24-hour fitness? Those are the people that might recognize you? Dude, look, as a matter of fact, if Kendrick Nunn and I walk downstairs in the Citadel, nobody's going to know who the hell is Kendrick Nunn or Vlad. They're just going to see two brothers walking.
He was the Greek League Finals MVP. Two-time All-Greek League team in 24-25. He's a two-time Greek Cup winner. In 25 and 26.
They don't even recognize him in Greece. How are they going to recognize him in Miami?
I don't know if they recognize him in Greece or not.
I don't think they do.
He was named the Greek League Most Spectacular Player.
Okay.
The Greek League Most Popular Player in 2024.
Okay, maybe I'll take what I say back then.
The real Greek freak is Kendrick Nunn.
I don't think so.
He was all EuroLeague second team in 26. He was all EuroLeague first team in 24-25.
You know what I noticed? Kendrick Nunn likes to be talked about. I think that since the Odyssey came out, nobody's talking about him in Greece. And Greek Freak is we're working out with Davion. So he's just, you know what? Everybody's stealing my thunder. I'm going to steal theirs.
Hmm.
3 to 5 people a day in the city wants me.
Man. All right. Take a break. Kendrick Nunn. Big old Nunnions. He's coming back. Back after this.